it be useful to have someone from Rocky Mountain Pro again with the partnership which we created a few months ago here on the Father Show, with of course Mercury Aiden, Austin Weddick, even Marty the Moth even be on this very podcast a few months ago. And then after Marty the Moth, we had nobody else on because they're all too scared to come on the Ace Show here in the UK. Believe me, they are. And we've got one brave wrestler joining me right now. He's joining me all the way from the Rocky Mountains, I want to say, in Denver, Colorado. Yeah, like that? It is the one and only Marlon Bishop. Welcome to the O'Fowler Show. How are you doing today?
Doing well, good sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm glad you're able to be on my show. And let's talk about last night at Rocky Mountain Pro on Twitch.tv and also on Fight TV. And even, I hope I got this right, I probably have not, but still can give it a go. Right Now TV?
Correct.
There we go. I was going to say something else. But how was the show last night?
The show was awesome, as usual. We come out and put our best effort out, and everything typically goes smoothly, and even if it doesn't, we know how to make it right. So,
yeah, yeah. And I'm glad everything went well with you last night. Did you win your match?
Yes, sir. I defeated AAA, Airborne Alex Anthony, last night. He's a part of the tag team champions, the Black Necks at Rocky Mountain Pro.
Okay. I'm glad you won. And did you teach him a lesson in respect, maybe?
Well, I think the lesson was very evident. If respect was required, it was definitely earned and not given. So I feel like he earned a lesson.
Did he come up to you backstage saying you got lucky?
Actually, he tried to say that in the ring, but as we shook hands, I kind of made it clear it was like luck was not involved in this at all, sir.
that's good. Let's talk about then, you know, you were talking to me before we came on the air about how you came across Rocky Mountain Pro. How did you get across Rocky Mountain Pro, and why did you want to join the premier promotion in the Denver, Colorado area?
Well, to me, I felt like it was the best learning environment. At the time, I had visited several wrestling schools in the area, a few of them don't really have to be named, but I visited them, and the ones that I visited before I went to Rocky Mountain Pro, I showed up and wasn't even acknowledged. Like, people saw me and no one spoke. I don't feel like that's typical for any wrestling organization. Like, wherever you go, if you like show up to like train or in any way be a part of the show, like, someone speaks to you. Yeah. But no one did at these other organizations, at the several organizations that I went to. So I went to Rocky Mountain Pro to a training night. At the time, it was Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. Now it's Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling Academy. And Matt was there, the CEO of the company, who is also a wrestler at the company, was so willing to just connect with me. And when he saw me, he was like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "Well, first off, this is different." Mm-hmm. So we had some dialogue, and it was very, very positive. And I let him know that I wanted to train. We went and talked, and I signed up to train.
And what was his reaction to you saying, "I want to train"? I bet you're thinking, "Wow, this guy with a lot of physique, a lot of great muscle maybe, wants to be a part of my roster." What was his first thing he said to you after you said that to him?
It's actually pretty funny. He didn't like, because I had on some very large clothes. It was colder at the time, so I had on a coat. He couldn't really see my physique or anything.
Okay.
but like, even without seeing me, because I showed interest in his company, he was very engaging, and he just was like, "Okay, sure, if you want to train, well, here's what you have to do to train." Offered me a tryout to train to see if wrestling was what I wanted to do. I felt like that I did well in the tryout, and I started to attend the classes at school.
And what was the first few days like in training then when you started training at Wacky Mayhem Pro? Was everyone welcoming, or were they all kind of challenging, saying, who's this new guy?
Well, it was both of those. Actually, it was very welcoming, but it was also challenging. Wrestling being a sport that I hadn't actually participated in, but was a fan of, and it was always interest to me, but actually learning how to do the things that these wrestlers learn how to do, and that guys and the ladies that have been doing it, the athletes that have been doing it, it is a phenomenal challenge. So for you to get in it and learn how to do it, taking the bumps, doing the rolls, running the ropes and everything, it's a very tedious task, but once it's understood and like learned, then you get a better understanding and you grow from that point.
Okay, I like it. And you debuted onto Wacky Mayhem Pro TV. It's changed now, hasn't it, really? It's it's improved since when you started back earlier this year, 9 months ago. I mean, that was back in, I believe, January then when you debuted. Was that right? Or is that when you joined?
I joined in December, and I did debut in January, yes.
Wow, only 1 month of training and only on TV. Pippin, heck, you must have made a huge impression in training then.
I would like to think so. I think Matt might say something different, but I felt like that I made a very good impression. But I was able to pick up some things quickly, thankfully. So it wasn't my debut. Wasn't a wrestling match. It was a interview. Actually, I did maybe for the first three shows that I was on. It was like a interview, and then it was a student showcase. So I was able to show what I've learned in like the time that I have been training, which was a pretty awesome opportunity. That doesn't happen to everyone, so I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. And who's been your favorite rivalry you've been a part of so far then Wacky Mayhem Pro? Right? Who which wrestler do you enjoyed feuding with over the past few months? I hope we haven't lost him. Yeah, we've lost him. hang on, we got him back. Capri, hello. If you quite don't hear me, we lost our guest. What has happened here? Okay, we're live. If you're just wondering, you can find me on social media _EdwardFowler_ for the first time ever here on the Edward Fowler Show. I've got a lot of bad luck, haven't I, really, on this show since I'm doing this live on YouTube. Marlon Reed. I'm going to say we've lost connection with our guest here. What we're going to try and do, Marlon Bishop, is we've lost contact there. We're going to try to call him back. Yeah, so stick with it. We're going back, I think. Hello, welcome back. You're back on the air. Did you hear my question?
I didn't hear your question, no. Say it again. Okay.
I said, who's been your favorite talent to compete against and to feud with in your time so far in Wacky Mayhem Pro?
Okay, yes. I have to say... Well, there's been several, and I would have to group them all together.
Feel free, yeah.
So Filter, the Big Filt Dog, and Curtis Cole.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we were mentioning Curtis Cole because I've got some beef with him now. You want to know why? Because we reached out to him to be on the show. Okay, like we did with you, but a bit differently. So I got his email, emailed him, but got nothing back. So Curtis Cole, you may be the monster of Wacky Mayhem Pro, but
you must definitely is a monster.
Chicken, you'd be a chicken not to accept to come on this show like my guest today, who is much more braver, who's more better looking, and even got some better moveset than you, Marlon Bishop. Wouldn't you agree with me?
I cannot. No, sir. Because I feel like that Curtis Cole is a very talented, not only wrestler, but his, and not only wrestler and character, but as a person, he's a very, very good guy. You know, he's a supermodel also. I don't know if he tells you that he's a supermodel also, so he may have had to adjust and fit his modeling career into interview that you may do. So like by him for magazines and walking the runways and everything like that, I don't think that he didn't like he chose to not have time for you. It's just that he's doing so many things. Like, this guy is so popular, all of the ladies love him, and we like call him Stormbreaker.
Oh my word, Stormbreaker, really? Why do you call him Stormbreaker? I've never heard that.
I don't think that any gentleman can ever find out. So that's, and I'll just leave it at that, Edward. So
okay, well, you said to me, he may have told you that. I never got a response from the dude, so that's why I'm calling him a chicken. Here live on the Earth Outer Show on YouTube, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. I'm calling you out, Curtis Cole. So come at me, reply. I dare you to come on this show. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about me. Come on the show today.
I'm sure he's going to answer.
I hope so. That's why I say it, for it usually works. I usually get a response and he made me angry, but they usually accept.
Okay,
you get what I mean. Okay, who would you like to face in Wacky Mountain Pro, who you've not had the chance to face yet, because there have been some fantastic you know, wrestlers coming up now from the training school, and even having Tuco Scorpio a part of the training school as well. I bet that's awesome.
Absolutely. There are a few guys who I would like to face. The first gentleman who I would like to face is probably William Jackson Robinson, who is the leader of the faction EOE at Rocky Mountain Pro. He's an awesome talent. This guy can not only wrestle, he can shoot fights. So it would be an intriguing matchup to see me against him, I feel. The next gentleman who I would probably like to have a bit of a longer feud with would be Lipto. Lipto is our Max Warrior, who is our current Charge champion. And I just think that being able to go against him would be something great to see. Next would probably be one of my favorites. I've never got a chance to face this guy, but I've always wanted to, because I've watched his work and he is talented beyond what words can say, and that is Cody Devine. Yes sir, he has his presence and his resume speaks for itself. To wrestle him would just be one of my top picks as a dream match. And finally, our current Rocky Mountain Pro heavyweight champion, the Rocky Mountain Dragon, Atiba.
Yeah. He's a huge guy, isn't he?
No, he's huge on paper, but he's not huge in person. But with me being the number one contender, he's going to have to face me eventually. So this one's going to be a dream come true. So I am definitely looking forward to that match.
But would it end in a dream with you becoming the new Rocky Mountain heavyweight champion, or will somehow the weight advantage on paper come in advance and beat you? That's the question.
Well, you're gonna have to tune in next week to Rocky Mountain Pro to see, because the match is gonna happen. So
yeah, and it certainly will happen next week, and it certainly happens on Fight TV, who follow me on Twitter because I'm important enough to be recognized by Fight TV. You get my drift. It happened on Fight TV at 2 a.m. In the morning, our time, because you guys decided to put on a stupid clock in the evening. You should put it at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your time. That would be, what, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 p.m. We can work with that in the UK. 1 a.m. it finishes. Perfect timing, but I'm not in control of that. It's up to the people, the powers to be, of Rocky Mountain Pro. I'll put up at 2 o'clock in the morning, our time. But if you can't stay up to watch it live, like me, then you can watch it in the morning for free on Fight TV or Twitch.tv, because they rewon it on Twitch.tv/WackyMountainPro, Fight TV/WackyMountainPro, and see perhaps a new Wacky Mountain Pro champion to be crowned. And if you are crowned the new champion, by the way, you have to come back on the show and show off the gold to all my to all the fans of the UK and show us the beautiful gold.
Absolutely, I would be more than happy to do that.
Great, great to hear. We just need to make sure that the power to be of Wacky Mountain Pro will be happy for you to do that, because I know that they may want you to do media stuff and be on posters, do TV stuff, if you get to be the face of the company.
Absolutely. I do believe that that comes with being the face of the company, so absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Now, there has been one vicious monster, I'm going to call this person. He debuted a few weeks ago and been causing chaos ever since with steel chairs. What else he's been using? In the shape of a kendo / baseball bat thing. He's used that weapon before on his opponents, cheap shotting opponents. Are you a bit afraid of that person? Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't know who you're talking about. Who's that?
Oh, my word. You know, he's got long black hair. I think it's not Curtis Cole. We can rule him out. It's not him. This guy is of a Samoan build.
Where's
a blue silk? We're pardon. I got him confused.
I don't know. Yeah, like I'm. Like, who was that?
Oh my god! It might be the guy you've already mentioned. You know,
Filter.
Is that who he is? Because he wears like a blue what do you call it? It's not tights. It's that other thing.
It's a singlet.
That's it. Yeah. That's the word. You know what I mean now?
I do. That's a filter.
There we go. Are you afraid of him? Because you know he's. I would not want to be in the ring with that guy. You know, he'd dominate anybody under 3 minutes.
True. Well, I have to agree with you about his dominance. He is a very dominant man. We've actually feuded.
Yeah.
And I put him through a table.
He did. But that was a lucky chance which he got there to put him out for the time being. But I'm sure he would be looking at you for some revenge for doing that, though.
I'm very sure. If I am granted the opportunity and I'm able to win the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship, I'm sure he will be the first one to come calling. So I'm expecting.
Let's see. Okay, let's talk about this. I love this bit of the show because I get to say now to you personally, who do you think you can get in contact with from the Wacky Mountain Pro roster and to tell them to come on the A Show in the UK? Who can you guarantee that? Who are you going to say?
Well, I believe it. I can present it to anyone. But the person that I think will probably take me up on it is, you've seen him on our show. He's the mad showman, Chango.
Yes. Brilliant choice. Good choice. Yeah, I know who you mean. Yeah. That'd be a very interesting interview if we have him on the show.
Yes, it would be.
We could both agree.
Sir. Yes, it would be.
Let's talk about social medias. Let's talk about Wacky Mountain Pro social media first. Let's talk about Wacky Mountain Pro. You can find him on Facebook. Like them. Share them to all your friends. And, you know, keep them in touch with all your friends. And tell them that they are the premier show in the world, in Denver, Colorado. It's the premier show. Like, this is the premier podcast. Denver, Colorado, Wacky Mountain Pro. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter. I will give you their trail handle, but I think it's just Wacky Mountain Pro.
I believe so.
At the Wacky Mountain Pro. There we go. I missed one bit. At the Wacky Mountain Pro. You can also find them as well on Twitter at RMP Academy. It used to be called Mercury Yaden's Academy or something like that it was called, wasn't it, at one point? Mercury
Pro Wrestling Academy is the former name, but now it's Rocky Mountain Pro Wrestling Academy.
That's what, that's what it is. Yeah, there we go. And of course, you can go to their website, rmpwrestling.com, for more information. Yep. And let's talk about your social media. Where can my listeners and viewers find you on social media?
I am on Twitter, Marlon Bishop, Marlon underscore Bishop. I'm on Instagram as Marlon Bishop, and I'm also on Facebook as Marlon Bishop.
Yes.
So search me, follow me. Check me out. I post cool stuff all the time. So.
Yes, and I have to correct you. It's just there's no underscore on your username on Twitter, by the way. It's just at Marlon Bishop.
Nice, good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then please help to grow from 130 followers to 1,000 odd followers. That's what we want to see him grow. Grow as a bird, as they say, on social media. It's took me 5 years to get to 866 followers. I did have 1,000 followers, but I was stupid enough to decide to unfollow a lot of people. I thought, oh, I don't need to know about these people. And that cost me 200 followers. So I'm never doing that again.
Yeah, let's not do that. Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not do that again. Let's talk about as well the referees and the management in Walking Man Pro. You must get annoyed at them at some time. I know they made some, you know, slow counts and bad decisions, and you must agree with me that they need teaching the lesson as well sometimes, you know, the management for putting you in some stupid match type sometimes, and of course the referees referee your matches.
Well, our referees do a very good job. They are trained by one of the best referees that I know of that has been in this business, and that's Dewey Larson. So
I think Dewey Larson is losing his touch, I think, because I've been watching him on the recent weeks of episodes. I think he's doing a bit more slow counts and a bit more not watching the action closely as he should be. I've seen some dirty tricks in some of the matches he refereed, so I think he needs to get...
From Dewey?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think in the last couple of matches that Dewey has reffed, people have been hitting him. Someone gave him a crossbody. He's gotten elbowed and everything. So.
Yeah, because he's not doing his job correctly. That's why he should be fined. He should be fired, suspended. Teach him a lesson.
You think Dewey Larson should be fired?
Yes, I do, because
they can have their own opinions.
The talent are attacking him because everybody knows he's doing a bad job, and he can't improve unless he gets suspended or fired. And that would be what's best for business, to improve his behavior, to improve his overall moral, to get better at what he's doing. Don't you agree?
I cannot say that I do agree with that, but that is an interesting perspective, I do have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that. Now let's talk about, we mentioned it before, Curtis Cole. Will you be speaking with him after this today and to say, hey, what's up, man? I called you out.
I will definitely let him know that I called him out. I don't know if he will respond. You have to understand the type of person that we're dealing with when we talk about Curtis Cole. Now, Curtis Cole is not just a regular guy. He doesn't just walk around living a regular type of lifestyle. This guy's a superstar.
Yes, he is.
Address him like, you know, hey Curtis, and get his attention. Like, you have to have someone get you an assistant to get in touch with the assistant of the assistant of the assistant of his assistant. Get to Curtis Cole. You don't really recognize the magnitude that this man brings. Like, Curtis Cole is a different type of individual. I don't think that he's actually of this world. So we'll wait and see. I'll try to send out as many messages and emails.
Yeah, give me his phone number. Give me his phone number. I'll call him up. I'll talk to him and say, hey, you need to come on the A Show in the UK. You're good buddies. You know, you, Marlon Bishop, Mercury Yaden, Marty the Moth. And if he doesn't agree, to come on the show, I got two UFC fighters who are willing to probably knock him out.
Wow.
You know, I'm not saying that I'm actually going to do that, obviously. I'm not going to do that, obviously.
I don't.
It's a
I don't know if he's an easy win. You might want to check his resume, sir. That's
of course. Oh, yeah. He has cracked the Giants. I have to say, 6 foot odd, I think he is, or maybe 7 foot. But I'm going to call him 6 foot, at least over 6 foot six, I'm going to say. Am I right?
Right. Is that Curtis or is that Filter?
Oh, no. Curtis.
Curtis. I think Curtis is about 6'3". He's pretty tall.
Okay. I thought he might be a bit taller than that, but there we go. And what's the other check you just said again?
Filter or
Curtis? Yeah, Filter. That's right. Yeah, Filter. He's about 6'7". 7 foot. Yeah. Will we ever see Filter coming on this show?
I think he would probably be willing to do it. You just got to catch him at the right time.
Great. That's good to hear. Is there anything you would like to plug or anything like that? Because you are more than willing to plug anything you want to plug regarding yourself.
Just check out Rocky Mountain Pro. Marlon Bishop at Rocky Mountain Pro.
Yeah.
Check us out. We'll be a show that you want to tune into, and it'll be worth it. So
it will be worth
it. Thank you for having me. You're welcome. So much.
My last question to you before you go: what do you do outside of Rocky Mountain Pro? Do you like to relax, or watching TV, maybe watching, listening to music, or even playing some video games? What do you do outside of Rocky Mountain Pro?
A lot of weight training.
Okay. So you stay fit. You stay fit all week round during your weight training.
Yeah, I try to stay as fit as possible. It definitely helps to try to be in the best shape. Because if you're not in very good shape, you probably won't last very long.
Yeah, that's true. But I think I'm doing very well, though, without doing any training. I just do, the only thing I do is drink some protein, which I got actually behind me as we speak, in that cream egg cup, which you do sometimes see here on the Earth, so now you know what's in it. It's protein. There you go. CMP. Right. Protein. Plugging CMP. Even though I have nothing to do with CMP, I'm permitted to say that. I just thought I'd give him a bit of a plug. Even though they will never see this podcast, I don't think, in the coming year anyway. Stay on the phone for 1 minute. We will discuss about the other thing I discussed to you earlier. For everyone else for watching, I appreciate you tuning in to this Earth Show, one of our quickest podcasts we've done. 27 minutes, fantastic, love it. You can find me on social media _Edifado_. It's on your screen here on YouTube. If you're listening to us, Apple Podcasts or Spotify, thank you so much. Make sure you leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you subscribe to us. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. Make sure to share the Wrestling Podcast. Right, it's a premier show in the UK with both independents and celebs on the Edifado Show. And you can watch Marlon Bishop on Fight TV, on my Right Now TV, and also on Fight TV as well, and also Tristar TV, and even on over here on the Fight Network UK as well, on Sky only, not in Virgin unfortunately, but on Sky every single weekend, I think it is, they show an hour edition of Rocky Mountain Pro. That's good, isn't it?
Good.
Do you have any plans that Rocky Mountain Pro might come to the UK?
You would probably have to talk to Matt Yaden about. That would be awesome, though. I think that would be awesome. But the best man to probably make that call would be the CEO, That's Mr. Yaden, sir. So
that's fine.
Thanks again. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.